Yo.
Yo.
Yeah,
what's good, fam?
You can hear me?
Yeah, you can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, cool. What's up, man?
What's going on?
Chilling, chilling. It's me and Rap P on here right now, I think.
Yeah, yeah, that's who it is.
Yeah, all right, well, I think we're just waiting for them to...
I've been struggling and dealing with pain for too long. having it. Thinking back to the project, not Madison. You know that song with Daddy went. He never hit. I think moms must be mad at him. Clearly had it like Conway's not that again. Corn beef and hash again. Full green and back again. Teacher got a call from school. We being bad again. No, mommy got a call from school with that ass again. Mommy, we supposed to be cool. That's just embarrassing. Right, girls are maximum. Took trips with packaging. For my brother, like getting caught, not happening. Who give us love? We sending more. Imagine it. Better living conditions because of sadness. Too many in this position, black and talented. I took a risk and you should try too. If you was black like I was black, then you would cry too. Cause I've been out in the rain for too long. I've been struggling and dealing with pain for too long. I think I'm gonna cry right now. This music is my drug and I'm high right now. I've been out in the rain for too long. I've been struggling and dealing with pain for too long. I think I'm going to cry right now.
It's real, baby.
It's real, baby.
Peace, what up, man? Peace, what up, Blackout fan? How you doing?
Yo, what's going on?
Chilling. It's me and Rap P right now. I'm McGrath. You know, work with Trash, you know, all them dudes, Wu-Tang and shit like that. But, you know, let QB Rap P tell you about his new project, Live Generals, what he's been up to.
What's going on out there, y'all? New project, Live Generals. Me and Tragedy Gaddafi, you know, put it together. It's definitely, you know, a classic project. Working on it for a minute, just trying to get everything right, you know, and precise. But I definitely think the people are going to feel it. It's real hip-hop. I produced like 7 songs on the album. The RZA produced one and also rhymed on one. Tech from Smith & Wesson appears on there. So it's definitely a well-rounded hip-hop album, and, you know, I definitely feel like the people going to gravitate to it and feel what we're doing.
Hell yeah. I mean, the production's dope and shit. I listen to the album. You know, I'm a big fan of both. You know, I work with Traj. QB Rap P is nice. He, you know, he's been making noise for a minute. You know, just doing his thing. That the album's crazy. It's more. It's you know, it's that golden era shit. You know what I mean? It's nice. You know, the flow's nice. You know, he got big features on there. He said RZA. He got Tech from Smith & Wesson. The shit's dope. So, you know, just keep an ear out for it. Definitely, you can get it. I think you got it on SoundCloud, CD Baby, or shit like that.
Yeah,
you know, all
CDBaby.com right now. And iTunes and all those digital distribution sites.
Hell yeah.
And it's also on YouTube so people can preview it, listen to it, and if they like it, then you know what I'm saying? They can go purchase it and support it, you know?
Absolutely. And you got some other projects out too. Where'd you put a joint out? 2015?
Put the last joint up last year. I dropped "Dying to Live," produced by Twins Productions. That was like 16 joints on the album. Had some dope features on there. Had Coogee Rap on there, Papoose, Inspector Deck, Lil Faye from MOP, Mobb Deep. It was definitely another vintage project, you know, that people can go check out. I also dropped The Right to Be Rich, you know, straight to iTunes. And, you know, I got a lot of different projects out there, Organized Clientele. Definitely got a lot of projects out there that people can go check out. Also got a lot of videos on YouTube. You can check the channel, QB Rap P. Majority of the albums and things are on datpiff.com or iTunes.
Oh, yeah. And if you see, I mean, I've seen him. QB Rap, he makes, you know, mad beats and shit, too. His shit's fire. You know, he drops them on Facebook Live. You know, you can see his shit. You know, he's nice with the beats, too. You know, kind of got that, you know, dual threat type of shit, like Havoc from Mobb Deep. You know what I mean? He could rhyme and make the beat. So, you know, the production's fire. You know, as he said, he produced 7 of the tracks on the album and shit. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's dope. You know what I mean? It's golden era hip hop. You know what I mean? It's what golden era fans kind of need right now, because the game, you know, game's kind of weak, in my opinion. With all the mumble rappers and shit coming out now, you know what I mean? It's nice to hear that, you know, old school QB sound and shit. You know, like, you know, these are gods who he's working with too. You know what I mean? Some of the illest rappers ever. You know what I mean? Some of the best MCs.
Yeah, I definitely feel blessed, man. I'm definitely blessed to, you know, to be able to work with Trash. You know, even though we from the same hood, you know, our era's a little different. So growing up, I was always watching him, seeing him do his thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? And you know, at the end of the day, now I'm grown and things changing, and now we did a project together. It's a beautiful thing, you know. I definitely feel blessed about that.
Hell yes. You know, it's nice too, like, you know, just being able to do, you know, I've seen, you know, both these guys work and everything like that. You know, they keep it, you know, they keep it indie and shit like that. You know, keep the music real. You know, they're not, you know, there's no cookie cutting shit with, you know, a label trying to tell them, oh, we need a song for the bitches and all this shit. You know what I mean? It's that authentic, you know, it's that authentic sound. You know what I mean? That golden era sound. So, I mean, the shit's fire. Any hip hop fan, you know, you could pop that and you tape that, you know, just buy that shit on iTunes and, you know, you're gonna hear it. You know what I mean? It's that.
Yo, y'all hear me?
Yeah. What's up?
Oh my God. I'm sorry. I just gotta say this real quick to all the people that's tuning in. I had some unforeseen technical difficulties I never experienced since I ran this show, and this your boy Black Terror, man, Black Art Radio CEO, man. Live, we got my man's QBP Rap. He got an album out with Tragedy
QB Rap P.
My bad. QB Rap P. He got an album out right now with Tragedy Gaddafi. And then my man's that's also on the line. Why don't you introduce yourself, man?
What's up, man? I'm McGrath. You know, I work with Trash. I work with Wu-Tang. I work for Wu-Tang Management. You know, I've been doing my thing for a couple of years now. You know, just, you know, kind of playing my position, doing what I can to help, you know, help out. You know what I mean? So, you know, me and Trash, we got a little thing going, the Magnum Opus project. You know, it's in the works. You know, it's fire. He's been working on it for a couple of years. We're going to have some crazy features on there. You know, it's like a bottle of fine wine. It takes a minute. You know, you got to ferment a little. But, you know, you're going to definitely taste that vintage when it drops. This shit's going to be fire. You know, we'll have Havoc on there. So I'll just keep it a surprise. You know, there's going to be a lot of dope features on there. And you know, Trag is really, you know, trying to make this shit his best work, you know, the magnum opus. So that's in the works. But, yeah, I mean, Rap P, take it away. This is, you know, about the Live Generals project. The shit's fire. Make sure you check it out. And, you know, just let Rap P tell you about it.
Okay. And QB, I know y'all had you know, a lot of talk before I actually got on. But more about the album, I see you got RZA on there and a few others, man. What details more into the features and producers and stuff can you give people about the Live Generals album?
As far as producers go, like I was saying, the RZA produced one of the tracks and also rhymed on one. We had my man from the UK, Dr. G. He produced three tracks on the album. Skrilla Beats produced one. And my man from Poughkeepsie, Drawzilla, he produced one too. And I did the rest.
Okay. And what's the tracks that you say everybody should check for?
Definitely check out
all of them.
Definitely check out for all of them, but for the most part, like, personally for me, I would say, like, Live Generals, definitely, Block Party, Ease My Mind, you know, it's a lot of joints on there, like, it's one of those albums that you can listen to all the way through, you know what I'm saying, without skipping a joint, then rewind and do it again, you know what I mean?
Okay.
No doubt.
And, unfortunately, I really didn't get to hear you guys' monologue because I was getting the boards together. So if I do end up asking double questions, just forgive me for that. But how did it come about that you end up doing an album with Tragedy?
Well, how I ended up having them was I reached out to Trag to actually do a feature for the Dying to Live album. And, because I was putting together, I probably did like maybe 80 songs for that album. And I just got wild features and I just was going crazy. And it ended up happening. Me and Trash just started working more and more. So once we got like maybe like 4 or 5 songs, I'm like, wait a minute, I might as well just not even release none of these joints. You know what I'm saying? Continue working and just put together a whole project, you know?
Okay. And you got Inspector Deck on there, I see, and a few others. So how did you manage to get all that to work?
For the most part, just by reaching out. The Inspector Deck is on the Dying to Live album. For the most part, just by reaching out to artists, like, you know, I'll reach out to their management or I'll reach out to them personally. And if they haven't heard of me, 90% of the time they have, but if they haven't, you know, they'll check my work, respect it, and then work with me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. And where can they find the album? Do you have a specific website, or is it in stores, or just strictly online?
Yeah, for the most part, they can go pick up the albums online on cdbaby.com or iTunes. Just go under my name, QB Rap P or Rap P period, and they'll pop up. Same thing for Instagram is 64 Music. And the Facebook is QB Rap P, as long as the YouTube is QB Rap P also.
Okay. And for those that may not know much about you, What's a bio that you can give them on, you know, your transitions in the game and who you worked with and history and also any advice? Because there's callers in the queue that I would like to get to, but I want to make sure they know everything about you before they speak with you.
All right. See, some things I can tell you about myself. I was raised in Queensbridge. Spent majority of my life there between Queensbridge and Brooklyn. Till I moved out, you know what I'm saying? Back and forth, traveling state to state, doing shows. I've been producing for a minute. I did 3 tours with Cat Williams. I've done a production for a movie called 233 with John Leguizamo. I produced a joint called All Alone on that. You know, the Live Generals, I did an album called 3 Days, as well as The Right to Be Rich, and Dying to Live, and Live Generals, which are all available on cdbaby.com and iTunes.
Okay. And what advice could you give for the aspiring artists out here that may not have as much experience as you have?
You know, just put your heart in your work. Definitely stay on the grind. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't do it. you know, if you believe you could do it in your heart, just keep grinding. You know what I mean? Like, and you definitely got to put your money behind your music, especially these days, because, you know, it seems like that's what it's all about to a certain extent.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But if you stay on top of your craft, you know, a lot of times that shit will disappear and people will fuck with you for you. So, you know, I just would say be yourself and just, you know, find your own niche, find who you are, stick to that, and stay in grind mode.
Okay. As far as you, McGrath, you got some background in the industry as well. What advice could you throw out there for the artists? What advice could you throw out there for the artists?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just like it's like Rap P said. I mean, like, you know, he got an organic sound, so to speak. You know what I mean? He's been doing this thing for a minute, but it's like he said, you know, people saw his shit and respected it, and that's, you know, that's why they jumped on the track with him. And you know, he's you know, you heard, he worked with Deck, Inspector Deck from Wu-Tang. He, you know, he's worked with Tech from Smith & Wesson, RZA, like, you know, these are Traj, obviously. You know, these are Havoc from Mobb Deep. These are, you know, some of the, you know, the illest rappers ever, you know what I mean? And you know, so it just shows you, you know, if you put your heart and soul into it, you know what I mean? And just, you know, you be persistent about doing your thing, like Rap P said, you know, you'll have a little bankroll behind it. Really don't, you know, don't try to half-ass it or cut corners or nothing like that. You know what I mean? Just really put your heart and soul into it. And, you know, if you can do that, and you got an ill sound, like, you know, like Rap P does, then you can get recognized. I mean, I helped one of my boys, from Summerville, that's Superliminal. I got him, I got him going and shit like that. And Tragedy was our first feature. So that's how I started working with Trag. And, you know, you see if you put the work in, and, you know, you got to be nice, obviously, but if you put the work in, you know, people do recognize it. And this, you know, it's a tough way up, but, you know, Rap P's a good example of a dude who, you know, he put his shit out on YouTube, you know what I mean? His shit got out there and people really respected the sound. And I think that's what it's all about. You know, if you're doing it indie, if you're doing it yourself and you don't have a label backing or nothing like that, you know, that's the key to success right there. And you know, reaching out to dudes, you know, it sounds difficult. You know what I mean? It sounds like a crazy, oh, how am I going to get at somebody? But, you know, if you go look at, you know, especially Golden Era rappers, you know, dudes like that, they all got some type of, like, whether it be their Twitter, Instagram, whatever, you know, Facebook, if you're friends with them or some shit like that, that might be a little harder. But, you know, they got some link in their profile, you know, that says, you know, that what their email address is, and you can just drop them a line, you know what I mean? And if, you know, you're going to have to, you know, probably throw a couple racks at it, you know, depending on the artist and shit like that. But the thing is, you know, it's accessible. You can do that. And, you know, and if you're nice and they respect your sound, you know, they'll hit you back and be like, yo, let's work. You know what I mean? And, you know, it's just like anything else. You know, music ain't free. You know what I mean? It's a crap. And, so, you know, obviously, you know, you work with the artist, figure something out. But, you know, if you do that, you know, that's how you can get some recognition. You know, you put someone, you know, you put a big name on there, someone, you know, a god like, you know, Deck, Trad, anybody. You know, people, when they're searching YouTube and shit like that, they're gonna stumble on your shit. And that's kind of, you know, that's how you get recognized nowadays. And you know, it's an internet era and everything like that. You know, anybody can make a track. You know, anybody can post shit on YouTube. But, you know, if you go about your business the right way and, you know, and you play it right, then you can definitely get your name out there. And, you know, so that's, I mean, for artists coming up and everything like that, that's what I would say. You know, that's the key to kind of, you know, that's the way to win right there. And so you just, you know, you just put the work in. You know, make sure that you reach out to, you know, do a little research, you know, go follow a dude on Twitter and hit him on his email. It's a lot of times it's that simple. And, you know,
these dudes are always looking, you know, to, you know, they'll put a feature on something that's dope. You know, there's no doubt about that. You know what I mean? So if you're sounding right, you know, you can do it too, you know. And so that's the advice I would have for artists who are coming up. I think that's a real good way to get your name out there. It's a lot easier than, you know, trying to fucking Bobby Shmurda it or something like that and make, you know, get a hot beat and have it, you know, bang and have all these people listening to it. That shit's obviously difficult to do. And, you know, your odds go down incrementally when you, you know, when you just try to, you know, try to just make a banger by yourself. That shit's obviously very difficult. So I think a good strategy, you know, is just reaching out to these dudes. And, you know, if you got a good sound and, you know, you're really putting your heart and soul into it, they'll recognize it. And if they jump on a track view, that's a real easy way to get noticed.
Okay, okay. And one more question, QB, before I get to a caller. Besides the album, do you have any extracurricular projects you're working on, such as movies, acting, or anything else?
Yeah, I'm definitely working on a script right now called Scattered. Definitely trying my hand in the acting thing. I was doing it for a minute, but now I'm getting back to that. And you know, I'm open to work. I'm open to work, man.
Okay. Well, we're gonna start
calling. One more thing, right quick. There's a movie. One of my boys in Boston, one of my boys from Charlestown, he's putting out a movie called Habit. And this movie, he made a movie called Oxymorons. It's a crazy movie about, like, you know, the Oxycontin trade in Boston. But we're doing, you know, I want to get Rap P involved for sure. Me and Tragic are going to. We're planning right now on making the soundtrack for that movie, so that should be fire. And, yeah, we're trying to get a couple artists involved, Rap P definitely being one of them. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to throw that out there real quick.
Okay. Now, we're about to get to the callers, and all I ask callers is please ask at least one question for my special guest, QB Rap P. Got an album with Tragedy Gaddafi out right now. Called Live Generals, and he got production on there from RZA, features from Smith and Wesson, the legendary hip hop group right there, Tech from Smith and Wesson, and more surprises on there. So he's also done stuff with Cat Williams. So obviously, y'all, he has some experience in the industry. So just ask at least one good question before you. But I got 615-755. You're live.
All right, what's going on? They call me Ram, and I'm I do a lot of how could like rap and R&B, you know what I'm saying, collide in competitions? Like how would a lot of competitions and the competitions? It's a lot of rap artists. And a few R&B artists and that are the stage and everything, but majority of the time, those rappers, you know what I'm saying, but they were R&B. So how would that each other in the hip hop industry?
You was kind of going in and out. I was like hearing you and then not hearing you.
I was about to say.
I said, I do, you know what I'm saying, R&B, and I'm into a lot of competitions all the time, but how do I compete with, you know what I'm saying, the hip-hop industry, and how does the hip-hop industry compete with R&B? Competitions.
See, one thing I never really liked was being in any competition where it was like R&B singers and rap, because it's two different genres of music. So when you do that, a lot of times, you know, it's the crowd is more swayed towards R&B for some reason. Like, it's always been like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. But, yeah, I'm from Detroit, you know what I'm saying? But I'm down here in Tennessee, and I'm pursuing, you know what I'm saying, what I do best, and that's R&B, you know what I'm saying? But I be in a lot of competitions with, you know what I'm saying, rappers, and that's just a big confusion with me to where that should I stop doing the competitions or should I not stop doing the competitions, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm under management now. I mean, like,
If if you can't find any, create them.
Create
an R&B competition to where other R&B artists will come out. So that way you don't feel like you're doing this by yourself and you're the only one with all these rappers. If you're an R&B artist and there's not that many R&B people coming to those rap shows, and you got to create your own thing.
Right. See, I thought about doing something like that. But then, you know what I'm saying, I get it to where that a lot of artists that say that they artists not really truly going to do what they do. You know what I'm saying? They're not really what they do. They try to do it as a hobby. And I don't do it as a hobby. I do, you know what I'm saying, as a career. This is what I do. You know what I'm saying? Like right now, I'm under management with Done It All Entertainment. And right now we're doing good. I'm getting ready to go on tour and stuff like that in July. But it's just that, you know what I'm saying, it's not a lot of artists down here in Tennessee, you know what I'm saying, that's, I guess, I don't know what I'm trying to say, committed, you know what I'm saying? Not a lot of R&B artists down here committed to where that I could say I could do anything like that. So I get stuck in the league with a whole bunch of rappers, you know what I'm saying, that love to turn up, and then they get that crowd to turn up.
Another thing you could do, you know what I'm saying, if you know, obviously reach out, try to broaden your scope beyond Tennessee, you know what I mean? Like, reach out to people, like I was saying before. But also, if you do an R&B and you're trying to figure out how to cross over or whatever, get into hip-hop, you know, think about doing a hook, you know what I'm saying? If somebody's looking for a hook, you know, just try to do that, because you know we all know hook sells. If you got a fire hook or something like that, that can be an asset to a rapper, because they can throw it in their joint, you know, if they're doing something more clubby, whatever, and that can help them out. So because like Rap P said, you know hip hop and R&B are two different lanes, you know what I'm saying? So trying to merge them, you know what I mean? If you're not Drake or something like that, you know what I'm saying? You got to kind of find a way to, to make yourself, useful to a rapper, you know what I mean? And the best way to do that, would be, making a fire hook that they can spit over, you know what I mean? So,
right.
You know, 50 Cent's real good at doing that shit, you know what I'm saying? He's been a dude who's been able to do hooks and rhyme, you know what I mean? Obviously, you know, with the new artists, you know, fuck the mumble rappers, but, you know, like the Drakes of the world, you know, he can rhyme, he does his little sing-songy hooks, and people are feeling that, you know what I mean? So if you try to do that, that's probably a smart way to, kind of make yourself noticed and kind of, make yourself sort of a brand, and when people making new tracks, and keep you in mind for a hook.
See, but I know because like with me, my mind frame, I'm like Barack, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to break history. I'm trying to break it to where that R&B, it can be, you know what I'm saying, just as well as known as hip hop, you know what I'm saying? Because like me, I take it back to like the Ginuwine and Tyrese days, to where that, you know what I'm saying, like nowadays, a lot of artists sound the same. Like, I was listening to, you know what I'm saying, you and everything, and you was saying something about sound. And my sound is, you know what I'm saying, a little different than, you know what I'm saying, all the other artists out here, and it's not the same, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm trying to do right now with my career, is just gain, you know what I'm saying, more attention, which I'm getting at now, you know what I'm saying? But I'm digging what y'all talking about, you know what I'm saying? I'm listening.
Good shit.
I appreciate you listening, brother.
No doubt.
Okay, caller, and feel free. free any Tuesday, man. Oh, matter of fact, did you want to promote what you got going on before you go?
Like I said, I go by the name of Ram. I'm an artist out of Tennessee. I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan. I'm up under Dunedin's Entertainment. I'm R&B. If you want to ever link up, you know what I'm saying, I can give you my manager's name. We can link up like that. Or we can link up on a personal level, you know what I'm saying? I'm never a person to, you know what I'm saying, talk to when it comes down to the music industry. I got a tour coming up. I got right now, I got some things coming up on iTunes, which is, it'll be my first project. It's called Making a Move for Myself. So be on the lookout for that. Just be on the lookout for me. I'm coming up. I'm coming up next as a new R&B artist coming up.
Okay, and most definitely, man, feel free every single Tuesday to call into the show, man. Same opportunity every time.
All right, no doubt. I will. All
right, so.
Be hitting you up.
Yeah. All right, Mr. QB, Rap P, man, before I get to some more callers, just got a few questions for you. What were some of your influences that got you where you are now?
As far as MCs go, Traz was definitely one of them. I'm from the Bridge, so it's a lot of influences. You know, the Mob, definitely, Nas, G-Rap, you know, just Queens, period, you know, Fifth. You know, I listen a little bit to everybody besides, you know what I mean, Queens, but, you know, East Coast, West Coast, I'm just a fan of music, period. So, you know, within my music, I just like to create. I don't try to put no boundaries around what I do. You know, if it sound good, then I go with it, you know. If you listen to my projects and go into some of the things that I did, you'll see that I have a lot of different sounds, you know what I mean? But for the most part, I always stay within myself, not reaching, you know what I mean?
Exactly, I understand. And what's up for the itinerary? Any shows coming up, any tours? Or?
There's definitely some shows coming up in the within next month. I got some things going on. I don't have the dates right now, but I'll definitely get back to you on that and let you know everything that's going on.
Okay. And is there any new releases coming in the near future, or are you just focusing on Live Generals?
Right now I'm focusing on Live Generals, but I got like at least maybe I would say like 7-8 projects, the 6-4 music compilation. Just dropped Hostiles album called You Already Know. That's also on CDBaby.com and iTunes. Besides the compilation, I got a few EPs coming and, you know, some more surprises. So within the next few months, I'll be dropping several projects.
Okay. And what about you, McGrath, man? You got anything that you want to let people know about as far as you?
Yeah, definitely. Like I was saying earlier, you'll keep an eye out for Tragedy Gaddafi's Magnum Opus. You know, that shit should be dropping soon, probably the next year. You know, we've been taking our time on it, but the shit's going to be fire when it drops. You know, it's Magnum Opus means like, you know, your best work. And, you know, so that's what it's going to be. You know, he's really, you know, he's taking his time with this one. So that shit should be fire. Wu-Tang Wise, Capadonna got a new joint coming out called The Hook Off 2. That shit's going to be crazy. It's an album with no hooks. He did the first one. You know, he had Say Young on there. She a Wu-Tang artist. She's nice. She can really rhyme. He had Deck on there, and you know that's a cool project. You know what I mean? It's something different. And you know, for those who like the Wu sound, you know that would be right up your alley. So make sure you check that out. And Hellraiser from Wu Tang. He's from Sons of Man, a Wu Tang affiliate. One of their, you know, probably their Demi Kilami, like, you know, their biggest affiliate groups. But he's had a successful solo career as well. You know, Renaissance Child that he dropped back in 07 was fire. That got really good reviews. But he's been putting out mixtapes pretty consistently. Hood Transporter, so check those out. But he's going to be the subject of a documentary. And he actually had a brain aneurysm in 2010. And so he's coming back from that shit right now. And, it's crazy. You know, you give the man a lot of respect, you know what I mean, from coming back from that and still being able to rhyme. So definitely keep an eye out for that movie. That's, trying to remember the director's name, but it's a big director, you know, Frank Meyer. So he's, you know, that's who's doing the project, so that shit should be dope. I'm sure many of you know, all you Wu fans, Ray just dropped something. So check out Ray's new joint. And, that's all I got.
Okay, most definitely. And we got some new people that called in. Again, y'all, I'm live with QB Rap P. We got an album out with the legend Tragedy Gaddafi, and it's got features on there from Tecmo Smith and Wesson. That's a classical hip-hop group right there. RZA from the Wu-Tang Clan is on there, you know what I'm saying, with production and a lot of other good things going on. And anything else you want to mention to him about the album, QB?
They can get it right now at cdbaby.com, or they can preview it and listen to the whole thing on YouTube right now. Just type in QBRAP space P, and the album is named Live Generals.
Okay, and approximately how long did it take you to even create the project?
Probably was working on the project for at least, like, I would say 2 years, because at one point I had got incarcerated and couldn't finish completing it, and then vice versa. So when I came out, I just got straight to it and finished out the project.
Okay, okay. And would you say this is your best body of work yet, or how would you rate it?
I would say it's definitely one of my best projects. I think all my projects are special in their own right.
Oh, yeah.
But this one definitely is on a pedestal. You know what I'm saying? Just on the caliber of artists that was involved, and, you know, just that I got to go back-to-back with a legend and, you know, hold my own weight and do what I do.
Okay. And since we got listeners and things like that, would you like to give them a little acapella of what you got?
Say that again?
Yeah,
say that again?
I said you willing to give the audience a little acapella of what you got?
Oh, what, a little freestyle or something?
Yeah, like some bar, like something to...
Yeah, I can do that.
All right, go ahead.
All right, you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. We racing against time, you're walking a thin line, cross it often, R.I.P. candles and coffins. You don't keep it 100 down, hear you talking, pardon my back. Keep on walking, the streets keep calling me. I'm trying to shake them off of me. The price of fame, the icy chains, I just move accordingly. Street money, rap money, trap money, I'm hungry. One word, they clap for me, I'm back fully. Got plans to sell, not plans to fail. One false move when it's back to jail. Nah, more better, more cheddar. Flows melt the leather off your Louis V sweater. They still want to argue about who's better. Jay-Z or Nas, but pay me no mind. I'm on a slow grind creeping up. How they gonna stop me? I'm just heating up.
Fire, okay.
Yeah, that's some fire. That's some fire. Is that exclusively for the album, or?
Say that again?
Is that an exclusive verse from the album, or?
No, that's just one of the joints out the mental. I got a few of them, you know, on deck. The album is definitely classic material. I'm proud of it, and I'm proud of the situation I was able to be involved in. And I just want to keep on creating and bringing new music and new flows into the game, and just, you know, have fun with it.
Okay. And in the near future, is there any special collaborations that the people should look forward to?
I got a joint in the stash with Yo Gotti. That's crazy.
Wow.
I got a couple joints with Havoc in the stash. I got a couple joints with Chris Rivers in the stash.
Okay.
Yeah, I got some joints in the stash. So I'm just gonna be, unloading these joints and letting them out. I think the next thing I'm gonna release, I just did a video, Dr. G produced the track. It's called Lost Child. And it's a real meaningful joint. It's a personal joint about struggles of a young girl growing up and the things that she grew up with and had to deal with in her life, So it's a serious joint. So I like to make those, but I also like to have fun. I like to do all kind of music, but for the most part, I love the reality, the shit that hits home that you could actually picture and see with your own eyes rather than imagine.
Okay, that's what's up. And any music videos up yet, or you still working on that?
Oh, yeah. If you go to YouTube, the channel is QB Rap P. That's QB RAP space P on YouTube. And it's at least maybe, I would say, like 60, 70 joints on there. All different kind of videos. Like I said, I did an album called 3 Days. I did the whole album in 3 days off the top, and I did a video to every song on the album, and that's also on YouTube, along with live interviews. If you go and you check the site, you'll see that my work ethic is crazy. I don't stop. I'm a machine. This is just what I do. My other YouTube channel is Rap P, R-A-P, space P, a.k.a., 6-4. That's my other channel where I also have videos on there. It's maybe like, I say maybe 20 videos on that channel, and then it's a good 50 or 60 on my new channel, QB Rap P, QB RAP space P.
Okay. And one more question before I get to the callers. Are you releasing this independently, or is it through an independent label?
Right now, I released it independently off our label 6-4 Music, and I released it straight to CDBaby.com and iTunes through digital distribution.
Okay,
so
I'm just
definitely an independent artist, but I released it all in through my label.
Okay, just making sure the people hear that again. Well, all right, we're about to get into a caller real quick, man. I got 757-675, Elar.
Hey, what's going on, Blackchair? How y'all doing this evening?
All right, how you doing, brother?
Doing pretty good. This is Quantrell Howard from QLN Entertainment. I'm the host of The Q, which airs every Friday, 6 o'clock p.m. on the Blackout Radio Network. So shout out to the whole Blackout Radio team. I make the flyers for Blackout Radio. I actually made your flyer. I forgot. I'm sorry, mate.
QB Rap P, Rap Professional, QB RAP space P. You know what I'm saying?
There you go, QB Rap P. Yeah. You just slipped my mind for a second, but I did make the flyer for Blackout Radio. I do the graphic design for the Blackout Radio Network, so definitely for Blackout Radio show. So definitely, I just shout out to Black Tier for letting me do that for them. If anybody wants to get any inquiries for graphic design or getting on my show, The Q, you can email me directly at theclown@rocketmail.com, theqlown at rocketmail.com. Just right quick, I'm just letting everybody know we got another 8-bar challenge coming up this week. Oh, yeah, and also, I need to ask you a question right quick. So right quick, how did you get the name QB Rap P? Just right quick.
Well, QB more or less is I'm from Queensbridge, so that's the QB stand for, and Rap P is rap professional, because that's what I consider myself, a professional at this genre of music.
Oh, okay. I kind of thought it was kind of like QB rapping. I thought you were kind of going with that I thought you kind of go with that kind of phrase, you know, with the name a little bit. A QB rap in or something like that. Something like that. But
something like that. I don't know.
That's what it sounded like. It sounded like that. But yeah, it's good, man. It's good. It's good, man. That's a pretty good name. But I definitely want to encourage everybody to call in this Friday at 6 o'clock. We got an 8-bar challenge on my show. We do a lot of different rap challenges and different comedic type things. We're doing an 8-bar challenge this Friday, so we're trying to get another winner for April, because we already have a winner for March, which is B Dubs from the 802 Radio Show. He won my challenge a few weeks back. So shout out to B Dubs. And Carlito 810. He's going to be on my show. He's going to be a special guest. I'm going to make sure that's a 2-hour show this Friday, so it's a big show. So I encourage everybody to call in this Friday, 6 o'clock. If you want to check out the show online, facebook.com/theq16, where you can find the show at. We're definitely going to be promoting that a lot. And also, if anybody wants to check out my label, I have a label called QLN Entertainment. You can check that out, facebook.com/QLNENT, QLNENT on SoundCloud, Twitter, Instagram. Just search QLN Entertainment. You'll find us pretty quickly. We got some projects coming out. We got a mix coming out, the Chrisanne mix that's coming out later on. And also we got the Friday Volume 2 tape hopefully coming out right after that. And also next month we're bringing back Outside Those Bars. So that's definitely a big competition as well. So we got a lot of things going on. So definitely just look out for the Q and QLN Entertainment. So check us out this Friday at 6 o'clock, facebook.com/theq16. And anybody trying to submit any music to the show, if you're an independent artist, definitely email me directly at theclown@rocketmail.com, theqlown, theqlown@rocketmail.com. And that's pretty much
for sure. Okay, Quantrell, and I definitely appreciate you hitting the lines, man, and showing my guests some love.
No problem, man. Definitely shout out to you, man. I like the Wu-Tang.
Thanks, brother.
For sure. Yeah, and just to let everybody know, on a side note, I do have 16 shows and 22 hosts on my broadcast. I was one of them. Mr. Quantrell Howard, you run the show every Friday, 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And McGrath, I don't know if you heard him, but when I sent you the flyer earlier, that was the guy that made it for you.
Yeah.
And QB,
no,
so.
I appreciate that. Absolutely.
Yeah. Definitely, if you want to get in touch with him for any graphics or anything, just in the near future, feel free to hit me up. But we're going to keep it moving, man. But real quick, QB or McGrath, you got anything y'all want to throw out there for the listeners?
Say that again,
man. I said,
yeah,
before we
go
further,
you
got something you want to throw out there for the listeners, either you or McGrath.
Well, I'll let McGrath talk.
All right, word. Make sure you check out QB Rap P's other projects, you know what I'm saying? Like, he got some crazy joints. You can find them all on YouTube. You know, like he said, there's like 60, 70 up there, and he's nice, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, this is a dude who, you know, did his thing, you know what I mean? He got an authentic Queensbridge sound, but, you know, he don't really sound like anybody. He sound like himself, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, he got godly features on there, you know, plenty of them too. And, you know, you heard him speaking earlier, you know, he got Chris Rivers on there. He got joints coming up with Chris Rivers, who I think's a beast. So make sure, you know, check that shit out. Cause, this is a dude who, you know, self-made, you know, kind of came up, had his own sound and, you know, was respected enough by, you know, some of the OGs in the game who've been doing it forever, and they collaborated on a track with him. So that, you know, that's a big accomplishment coming up, you know, as a solo artist and shit like that. No label back and nothing like that, you know what I mean? So he done it all himself. He makes beats and shit, so make sure you check that shit out. In the Wu-Tang front, I said, you know, make sure you check out Hellraiser's documentary. That shit should be dropping later this year, I believe. You know, keep an eye out for Tragic Gaddafi's magnum opus. And, support real hip-hop.
Okay. Well, we're going to get some callers. Callers, please ask at least one good question. And then feel free to promote. But I got 313-510 on your line.
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing? It's Chantel from Detroit.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. I know. Oh, shout out to Black Tears always. But I don't really have a question. It's more of kind of like just like a piggyback answer to what y'all gave to the R&B male artist that called in.
Okay.
Or the one from Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was mentioning about performing at hip hop competitions as being like an R&B artist, but I kind of wanted to piggyback on what you guys were telling him. Well, sort of piggyback, but like I'm an R&B singer and songwriter, so it's kind of like I'm always like around a lot of hip hop artists, and I'm always like networking with a lot of them. So I don't really, I kind of look at it as a like traveling on the road less travel, like going on the road less travel. Like there's a lot of singers that want to be in spheres with other singers and songwriters, but I feel like, shoot, if you're the only one in the room or whatever, that's an opportunity for you to like reach out to everybody and get more, you know, connections and stuff like that. So, I mean, would you guys agree or?
Definitely. Oh, because for the most part, you know, you just gotta put his grind game down. Like you said, and work the room. You know, you don't know who's going to be the next person that you do a song with that's going to pop.
Right.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, I agree. You know what I mean? You know, just try to, you know, it's crazy, you know, because like I was saying before, you know, it's two different genres and everything like that. But, you know, it's two genres that, you know, have traditionally all, you know, there's always been R&B influences in hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, myself personally, like, I, you know, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, fucking Marvin Gaye, you know, like, all the, you know, Curtis Mayfield, all them dudes, you know, like, that's kind of Bobby Womack, those are the origins right there, you know what I mean? So if you can, you know, if you can take what you're doing and kind of, you know, find a lane for it, you know, whether it be on a hook or you know, a collabo where, you know, this, particularly if you're a female, you know what I mean? Like, if you got the, you know, if you got a good voice, you know, like, you know, look at what Rule and Ashanti used to do and shit like that, you know what I mean? It definitely can work. You know, usually it's a lot, you know, better if, you know, if you have a, you know, a female R&B artist on a, you know, a rapper's track. You know, what he was calling about earlier is, you know, is a different type of thing, but there's, you know, there's dudes who have been doing that. What's the dude's name? Anthony, I can't remember his name.
What, Anthony Hamilton?
Dude. Exactly. Yeah, shit like that. And, you know, so it can work. Just, you know, just, you know, keep grinding and you know, like Rap P said, you know, work the room, try to get your shit out there and, you know, get it recognized. And, you know, if you put the work in and find the right artist to collaborate with, you know, you can do kind of a hybrid track, you know, with R&B and hip hop and make it dope.
Yeah, definitely. I agree.
How long have you been singing?
I've been singing consistently for about maybe like 3 years now. I started out in the industry as a dancer and choreographer, so I've been doing that for probably about 10 plus years. But then I just decided to like transition over to music because I was so afraid to do it for so long. So I'm like, okay, well, I'll just be a dancer or whatever and just kind of like, you know, wiggle my way into the music industry, and I eventually did.
Have you put any of your music out there?
Yep. I have my single out right now. It's called Straight Coast, and it actually got on this mixtape by the DJ Hollywood. It's entitled Romeo Must Die, and it's kind of like an R&B edition. Mixtape, and that mixtape actually got a write-up on DetroitRap.com. I found out today, and that just blew me away. DetroitRap.com is kind of like a really huge website in Detroit, like a huge, it's like a huge blog, a blogger. You know, it's awesome. That's actually on on there. Yeah, I was just blown away by that. And it's on Spotify. It's on YouTube. And it's pretty much out here. I'm really grateful for that. So, yeah, I don't want to take up too much time, but, yeah, that's pretty much what I got going on.
That's what's up. I just wanted to hear what you were doing, too, and I'm going to definitely check it out and, you know, see what it's about.
Okay,
yeah,
so,
congratulations on that. That's good shit. And, yo, randomly,
you
just thought some, yo, I was watching a documentary the other day about Madonna. That's how she came up. She was a dancing shit choreographer, and you know, she blew up. So just, you know, it can happen and shit. I mean, obviously, that's more poppy and shit like that. But, you know what I mean? It can happen.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I'm working myself off to get there, but I definitely appreciate you guys' advice and motivation, and shout out to Black Pierre as always. He definitely is out here just helping us artists like myself, so shout out to you, man, for sure.
Oh, yeah, and feel free to always call in.
Okay, for sure, I will, and thanks, guys. I'll be listening, still be listening to the show.
All right, appreciate you. All right,
peace.
All right, so we're going to holler at a few more callers and then wrap it up. But anything else y'all want to throw out there?
Just once again, you know, check out the album, Live Generals, cdbaby.com, Tragedy Gaddafi, QB Rap P. Definitely a solid project. Any artist that's looking to work with me, just hit me at qbrapp6@gmail.com. And, you know, that's about it.
Hell yeah. And I think we could post, Black Kid, we could post a link, right? We could post a link on the, the Facebook feed or whatever, the link to the show. I think you can, you can post links before. I'll make sure I do that to rap to shit, because the shit's fire, you know, not just his project, but his other projects as well, you know what I mean? So just make sure you check them out.
Okay. And we're going to keep it moving, man. I got 479-763. You're live.
Hey, what's going on with everybody tonight, man? It's the KAJ.
What's going on, man?
It's Kaj, you know what I'm saying? Hell yeah, what's up with everybody? You know what I'm saying? I'm live on the scene, you know what I mean? And listening to, you know what I'm saying, y'all good people, you know what I'm saying, promoting y'all music, doing y'all thing, you know what I'm saying? Shit, put that move in motion, you know?
Hell yeah.
Most definitely. That's the only way it's going to happen if we make it happen, you know?
Already. But yeah, you know, so I had a question for you, you know, saying, what do you see yourself, you know, so I know you got, you know, short, long term goals or whatnot. What do you see yourself doing in like 2, 3, 5 years or so? You know what I'm saying? I mean, where do you see yourself, you know what I'm saying, that time period from now? You know what I'm saying?
5 years from now, I probably see myself, relaxing, producing, you know, doing movie scripts, acting, trying to get my hands in a little bit of everything. You know what I'm saying? Still probably be putting out music, but not as rapidly.
All right.
You know, but I definitely see myself doing those things.
Hell yeah, that's for sure. You know what I'm saying? You got to dip and dab, you know what I'm saying, in different aspects of the game and shit, man. I feel that.
Because I started out just rhyming, and then I figured out, like, I don't want to just rhyme forever. Like, once I start rhyming, like, what I'm going to do? You know what I'm saying? So I started producing, and then from the production, audio engineering, and, you know, so on and so on, just learning different things within the genre of music, because that's really all I ever wanted to do was.
Oh, hell yeah, hell yeah. You know, shit, that's the way you're supposed to do it, really. You know, always got to, you know what I'm saying, try to reach that next level of the game and shit. You know what I'm saying? Better yourself. Challenge yourself, really. you know what I'm saying? And don't be afraid to fail and shit, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, people learn from their mistakes.
Most definitely. I mean, that's how you learn from trial and error. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't learn, you're going to, that shit crazy. You're going to be doing the same thing over and over. You know, that's insanity. But, you know,
yep.
Some of us got that case. But for the most part, you know, you'll get it.
Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know, just like a hamster, you know what I'm saying, running in one place and, you know, in a little, one of those little treadmills and shit, you know what I'm saying? Go round and round.
Yeah,
you don't want to be like that.
Nah, definitely not.
Yeah.
But it can happen.
Yeah, can
you know, if you're not careful, you're not paying attention to what's going on, it could definitely happen.
But yeah, I'm just, you know what I'm saying, here to promote my music, you know what I'm saying, also, you know what I'm saying, I'm the K.A.J. You know what I'm saying, I'm, you know, calling in from Fort Smith, Arkansas, you know what I'm saying, but I'm from Elbowware, you know what I'm saying, I lived in Cleveland, you know what I'm saying, over half my life, L.A. a couple years, born and raised in Tulsa, but you know what I'm saying, let's get into this music thing, you know what I'm saying, I got my vertical lap dance out, it's all over iTunes. Play Apple, Napster, Spotify, you know what I'm saying? That really,
yo,
you know what I'm saying?
Yo,
hey, they laughing, you know what I'm saying? That's
like,
really real.
I like
though,
the title
know?
Already, you heard? I like the title already.
They don't skip you. Vertical lap dance, baby.
Yeah.
It's all over the place, you know what I'm saying?
I'm already fucking with you. I got to check it out. Just by the title,
all right,
I got to check
you know
it out.
I hope you do. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
don't forget to check out that live
channel. Like you never heard
good.
Before. It's basically that, you know what I'm saying? It's a hell of a popper right there, you know what I'm saying? Club vibe and women love it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like I said, it's smooth as a motherfucker, dog. And I got
that
Ain't Nobody with Anna Horsford, you know what I'm saying, on iTunes, Spotify, you know what I'm saying, Google Play, you know, Amazon, you know what I'm saying? I mean, all those little, you know, social, you know what I'm saying, like web stores, Earthwide, you know what I'm saying, you're going to cop that joint, you know what I'm saying, 99 cents, 15 seconds of your time, you know, so you got a joint.
That's what's up, man. Keep grinding, brother. I definitely support it. I'm going to definitely check it out.
All right. You know what I'm saying, that's all I can ask for. You know what I'm saying? You can follow me on page, you know what I'm saying, under the K-H-A-N-K-A-J. You know what I'm saying? And YouTube, subscribe to my YouTube channel under the K-H-A-N-K-A-J, Konkosh. You know, I got a couple little videos for you, you know what I'm saying? I mean, all-around entertainer, you know what I'm saying? Will of Fortune winner, you know what I'm saying? Instagram, Twitter, you know, so all those social media.
Hold on. Did you say Will of Fortune down. Winner?
Will of Fortune winner done. You know what I'm saying? I try to get that easy money, you know what I'm saying? I was on that bitch, you know what I'm saying?
That's a hustle too,
no,
man. Fuck it.
You know, I'm already, you know what I'm saying? Put a little effort. I had to put that move into motion.
I ain't mad at you, homie. Not at all.
Right. I ain't trying to cut you off, bro, but it's like 20 minutes left in the show. And I wanted to get some more people on, if possible.
Oh yeah, hell yeah! You know, so I understand that. I'll go and wrap this up real quick. But yeah, you know, saying, so you follow me on all those social media websites. You know, say Instagram, Twitter. You know, YouTube. Subscribe to my channel. You know, say a couple of little videos on there. You know, saying. And, you know, that's all I got, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm working on a little mixtape right now, you know what I'm saying? I may change the name to it, you know what I'm saying? And right now it's Forceful Entry, but I may change the name to it, you know what I'm saying, here later on in a couple months or so. Ain't no telling, but, you know what I'm saying, that's going to be something to look out for.
Okay.
All right, brother.
And most definitely,
appreciate
man,
you
know, as well, man. So free to call in anytime.
All right, hell yeah, you know what I'm saying? And one shout out to Black Tier Radio in this month, you know what I'm saying? Keep on doing what you do, creating a platform for all us artists, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, producers and models and, you know what I'm saying, everybody in between, you know what I'm saying? I mean, shit, we all salute, you know what I'm saying? Best believe. All right,
for sure.
Hell yeah, one love, you know what I'm saying? Talk to y'all later, you know what I'm saying? Y'all take care, be cool. All
right, fans, bro.
All right.
All right, yeah, we got like 20 minutes left in the show, so before we get a few more callers, y'all got anything else you want to throw out there?
This is crazy. When he said models, that got my mind thinking of it. But I know this girl Kim. Her stage name's Anya Olsen. She's a porn star. She's doing a thing right now. She got like 150,000 followers. You know what I mean? Like, it's a crazy industry and shit, but she's really coming up in it. You know what I mean? She's doing the adult video awards and shit like that. And so, yeah, she got a crazy following and shit. So, you know, if you into porn, check that shit out for sure.
I try to keep it more so PG rated though, man.
Oh,
on the show. No, you good, though. But I got 443-527. You're live.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm not finding it soft. It's your girl, Royal Crush Keisha.
How you been?
I've been good.
That's what's up. What's up? You talking to QB Rap P right now?
I know. Well, I am one half of the Royal Crush Takeover radio show, but I have a question. If you could choose any decade to jump into the music industry, what decade would it be and why?
I probably would say 90s because it was just so diverse, so many different artists, so many different flavors and styles of emceeing, you know, that was accepted and that people love. So that would definitely be an era that I want to be involved in. But I also like this era too, with a new wave. As long as you're saying something, there's some artists out there that's spitting some shit over these beats. So I can respect that. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
definitely the 90s, I would say.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely feeling that too.
Yeah, because I mean nowadays, you know, like, you know, half the dudes just him and a him and a huh, you know, like that. That's how they rhyme and shit like that. So
yeah,
you know, so you know what I mean. So yeah, the 90s where, you know, that was, you know, people would get pissed off you if you bite another rapper's style. You know what I mean? That was, you know, that shit was, you know, unacceptable. You know what I mean? So you had to have your own sound. You know, you had to have your own lyrics, and that's what was so dope about the 90s. That, you know, in my opinion, hip-hop's never going to get doper than the 90s. You know what I mean? It's a shame that, you know, there's just so many, you know, like, you know, and not to say, you know, there's talented artists who do their thing and every, you know, I've heard trap songs that I like and shit like that. But, you know, for the most part, you know, dudes are now in the game trying to sound the same so they can, you know, have that one hit, sell records, whatever. And, you know, I think people are getting stuck on that. You know what I mean? Like, rather than trying to be different and you know, get their own lane, it's kind of like, you know, you got the stuff coming out of Chicago, and you know the dudes are, you know, it seems like, you know, they're trying to sound the same. But I mean, it's selling, which is, you know, it is what it is. You know, so like, I guess it's all about preference and stuff like that. But you know, for me, you know, definitely the 90s is where it's at for sure.
Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely with that as well.
And I just wanted to say this also, big shout out to Royal Crush. This is another host, one half of the host. They run their show every Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on my broadcast. Same call in number, y'all. And I think they got Mr. Brown's impersonator coming up this Thursday.
Yes, he's going to be on the show this Thursday. He rocked out at my comedy show a couple of weeks ago, so I'm really excited to really get a conversation going with him.
Okay, and if you want to promote something, go ahead.
Well, as Lexia said, I am Royal Crush Keisha. I'm one half of the Royal Crush Takeover radio show. I also have a 22-state tour kicking off in May with my co-host, Mr. Ron Tolet, a.k.a. LeVar Hayes. So if anyone would like any information about the tour and the stops or anything, you can hit me up at Royal Crush Keisha on Facebook or ENT Crush on Twitter or Royal Crush ENT on IG. And actually, my co-host is right here. He kind of want to say something. Hold on.
What's going on, y'all?
What's going on, brother?
No, my peace, peace, peace. I had a couple of questions. She gave a couple of shout-outs. I appreciate that for having me on there. But, what was y'all biggest influence growing up? Who did y'all look up to?
Shit. I said I looked up to majority, like the whole Juice crew, more or less. They was doing their thing. Molly and Shan and Traj and, you know, all of them alongside of everybody else that was doing their thing back in that time, Rakim and G-Rap and Kane. And, you know, that was my era of lyricism where, you know, they was really spitting. You know what I'm saying? So it was like to even be on songs with a lot of these dudes is a blessing, you know.
Most definitely. I mean, yo, Rap P, I completely agree. That was my shit. Obviously, you throw Nas in there and shit like that, you know. Capone,
yeah, most definitely
there,
Nas, you know.
Yeah.
Mega.
And
the list goes on and on, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So many to name.
Definitely. And that's, yeah, that QB sound was so ill. That's what I got into. I mean, my favorite, you know, album is probably Illmatic by Nas, you know what I mean? That's what really, you know, made me a hip hop fan at like the age of six, you know what I mean? So that was my shit right there. But, you know, like thinking of, you know, Big Pun, definitely Big L, you know, I don't know, Cam'ron, if you ever heard his old shit when he was with Children of the Corn and Big L, he's a fucking monster. I mean, he's all, you know, he's been able to switch up his
role. Yeah, Children of the Corn. Oh my goodness.
That shit's insane.
Oh my, that's mandatory
hip hop. Definitely. So that was what, you know, that's the shit I was listening to growing up and everything like that. Obviously, Traj, you know, I found out about him on the War Report, but, you know, I've been a huge fan of his. It's a blessing to work with him. You know, so that, yeah, that's what, you know, the artists like that are what I came up on. And, you know, the crazy thing is that shit's so dope, you can still listen. That shit never gets old. You know, that shit's still on my iPod and everything like that. And, you know, I still listen to it on the daily for sure.
Okay. But, what's up, yeah? All right, other thing I got to shout out, basically, I got a Soul Club March 18th with Ben Siegel in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Anybody interested in being a part of that showcase, please hit me up at 757-266-1346. March 10th, I'm sorry.
No doubt.
March 18th, I'll be actually in Detroit, I'm sorry.
Yo, say that number one more time, brother.
757.
Yep.
236.
Yep.
1346.
1346. All right, no doubt. I'm going to get at you.
All right, no problem. I appreciate that.
No doubt.
I appreciate
it, bro.
I got a whole bunch of stuff. I got a tour. Okay. I got some stuff in the works as far as interviews go. We got, after Mr. Brown, we got, who we got? We got Drag On, actually, after that. He's going to do an interview with that. We have a producer locally in Baltimore, Mass, on the track. And then we have Hell Rattle again. This time he will be on air. It's been some hot fire. Got a lot of stuff going on. 22 State Tour. I'm a caterer. And a whole bunch of stuff. I just don't want to talk y'all heads off about it. My show is on Thursday from 6 to 8 o'clock. Same number, same station.
Good shit.
All right, sir. That's it.
Yeah, that's it, Black. I appreciate that. Run, tell that. Shout out to all Black All Radio staff.
All right, man. I definitely appreciate you calling in.
No, anytime, man.
Sure. All right, y'all. Again, if y'all can't get through on Tuesday, I got shows Monday through Sunday, with the exception of Saturdays. That's my rest day. But anyways, QB, McGrath, if you got anything you want to throw out there before we get to some more people?
Nah,
we can definitely. Go ahead, brother.
Oh,
Yeah, my fault. You know, just going, yeah, just, you know, since Rap is on here, The Right to Be Rich, that project is fire. So make sure you check it's fire. Like that's the first Rap joint I heard, the first album I heard, and Traj actually put me onto it. But it's dope. So make sure you check that out. It's got Capone on it, Sheik Looch. It got Busy Bone from Bone Thugs and Harmony. Jazzo, the dude who was in the Jay-Z track, Reasonable Doubt. I can't remember the name, but it's a hot song. So make sure you check that out.
Okay, and definitely we got 9 more minutes in the show. I'm going to try to squeeze in as many people as I can. I got 413-727, you're live.
Shout out to Blackout Radio. This is Angels in the house. How's it going, Black Tier? What's up, QB, Rap P? It's Angels. How are you doing?
How you doing?
I'm good.
Thank you for calling
I'm good.
In.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, I've been listening to the show. It's a great show so far, and I'm going to definitely check out your Live Generals album. I see you're working with the Wu-Tang Clan. That's kind of like the direction that my life went. I'm on a couple mixtapes with Wu-Tang Clan mixtapes by DJ Flipside, so shout out to him.
Okay.
The singer-songwriter. Shout out to Untouchable Magazine. You can find me as their first cover girl. Shout out to John Taylor out there. Blackout Radio and Black Tear are both in that magazine that we share. So shout out to those guys. And also you can find me as a singer-songwriter on the Crip Hop Nation 10th Anniversary CD, spelled with a K, representing the disabled, the deaf, the blind, the poor, the elderly, and the sick that are being discriminated against. So it's about using my talents to help others. We just dropped our 10th anniversary CD, and we got Daryl McDaniel, so shout out to him of DMC, of Run DMC, to drop a track on that. And shout out to Wonder Mike for dropping a track on that. And shout out to our founder, Leroy Moore, for putting it all together. He's been doing this for 10 years, educating the public about, you know, the disabled and all that stuff. So we got to give props to him. That's about it for me. If you want to find out more about me, my name is Anjewels, A-N-N-J-E-W-E-L-Z. I'm on Facebook. Can I ask you one question, if you don't mind?
Sure.
I'd love asking this to everybody. I've been listening to your story. I know there are times in your life when you just get goosebumps and you feel like you're on so happy and joyful from the grind and the, you know, the powerful moves that you make. Can you share with us any moments in your life where you felt like just like so happy and in love with what you do? You know, like for me, being on a mixtape hosted by You Godson Intel and by Wu-Tang Clan's Children, the Wu Lords, and Method Man's on this mixtape, that to me is like made me feel really good, or like somebody coming up to me and saying, I love your art, it inspires me to create my art, you know, something like that. Can you share anything like that with us?
A lot of times, you know, when I'm doing this, a lot of people may hit me up from different countries, and they'll tell me that they love my music and they was inspired by a song that I did, and they'll know the song and, you know, quote a verse. And
amazing.
You know, that right there, especially if it was something positive, you know, it makes me feel good because that's what I'm trying to put out there. You know what I'm saying?
I do. I sure do, and I love that. Thank you for sharing that answer. I love it. Blessings to you. Good health to everybody out there. All the Blackout Radio hosts, I love you all. Shout out to all the listeners out there. Shout out to my birthplace, Detroit. That's where I was born, in Southfield. So I'm a Detroit Motown baby myself. So shout out to everybody out there. Blessings and good health and great joy.
Hey, I appreciate it. I like what you're doing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And keep your grind up, and I'm loving the grind, you know. It's it, like you said, you, once you put in the work, people recognize that, and you know it's worth it. And shout out to Black Tear. I mean, he's showed me so much support. I've been doing this Blackout Radio show for a year and a half, and you played my tune on his radio show just to show thank you to me. I mean, he's done so many things for us artists out here, and so I'm an Angels fan for you for life, Black Tear, and Blackout Radio, and to everybody associated with it. So thank you so much. And thank you to UQB for what you do, and you're inspiring to us all. So keep up your grind. Don't give up your shine, and thank you so much.
All right, thank you. I appreciate the love.
No problem. Angels fan for you for life.
All right, take it easy.
All right, you too. Peace, one love.
Peace.
All right, so it's about 4 minutes left in the show. Anything else you want to throw out there?
Yeah, this is QB Rap P. Just want to throw out there, if you're looking to link up with me, check me on Instagram. It's 64 Music, 64 the letters, M-U-Z-I-K. Also, check out the album 3 Days, the album Dying to Live, the album Live Generals, and the album The Right to Be Rich, which are all out online right now for you to view and check out. And also go to the YouTube channel, QB Rap P, and subscribe. And, you know, hit me up, comments. I talk back. It's nothing. I appreciate the love and the honesty and everything that y'all doing right now.
Hell yeah. And once, if anybody who wants an artist submission, or, you know, you think you want to, if you're looking for features, whatever, you can hit my Wu email. It's rmm@wutangmanagement.com. That's all one word, Wu-Tang Management. It's, you know, it's obviously affiliated with the Wu. It's a management arm. You know what I mean? So, you know, anybody looking to collaborate, something like that, you know what I mean, looking, you want to do a submission, whatever, yeah, just hit me.
Okay, and just to let everybody know, the Wednesday host will not be on, so to those that weren't able to get through, call back Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. We'll request takeover Friday, 6 to 7 p.m., Quantrell Howard, The Q, and we got Quincy L. Lewis coming up after that. And I think Princess New Hood will be starting her new show on Friday. Sundays, y'all know the schedule, so Monday through Sunday, so feel free to call in. And if anybody wants to run their own show, I got 30-minute, 1 and 2 hour slots. All you got to do is let's talk, and you hit my PayPal, and you got your show. Other than that, everybody else, y'all take good care. Go check out that Live Generals album from my man's 2B Rap P. And y'all keep it safe out there. Peace.
Yeah. Yo, good looking out, Black Tear. I appreciate you having us on as always. You know, support what you do. You know, keep doing your thing. You do great shit out there. So much respect, brother.
Oh, yeah. Same to you,
man. Well.
Oh, yeah, QB, you can just call in at random any Tuesday if you want, man, anything you want to promote or something.
All right, definitely. I'll definitely be calling in, and I appreciate you having me. Shout-out to Trash, shout-out to Wu Management, shout-out to everybody that's involved with the show. It's a beautiful thing, and I appreciate what y'all doing out there.
Oh, no problem, shout man. Out to my girl, LaKayla.
All right. And y'all good enough?
Yeah.
All right, y'all. So, again, go look up QB Rap P, Google, and go check out that Live Generals album. You will not be disappointed, and y'all be safe out there.
All right, salute, brother.